Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Free from All Fears. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
God's on the throne. He loves me. He's going to take care of me. Yeah, but what if you die? Yeah, what if? Lord tarries, it's coming. Ain't none of us going to make it out of this alive. I said, if the Lord tarries, oh, you didn't like that, did you? You did know that, didn't you? If the Lord tarries his coming, none of us are going to make it out of this physically alive. We're going to die. Right? Your cat's going to die and your dog's going to die. And your bird and your fish and your flowers and your trees and you. Oh, Brother Keith, don't talk about it. You ain't been listening if you think about that. If I say you're going to die, what should you say? So? So what? Now see, what do? You resist any feelings, then you go, why? Why should I be afraid of dying? Why should I be afraid? Oh, some folk are getting it. Some are a little slow. Some need to hear this another 100 times. If you say, well, we're going to die. Well, you should say what?
So?
Why should I be afraid of that? Right? I'm saved. I know I'm saved. I know what happens to me when I die. And I am not afraid. I'm not afraid. Remember, I told you to remember, hold your place with that story I was telling you about my dad. You know, he fought his way back. And I went to see with him, and I sat with him in the hospital for a few days. And the doctor came. I thank God for good doctors. I do. But there's some things I do not care for in medical science. And that's doctors or nurses trying to tell us what to believe. We didn't go to them to tell us what to believe. Right? No. And so this one fellow, he, bless his heart, he just didn't know any better. But he told me, he said, your dad has to do this, and he has to do that, and he has to do the other. Well, you know, he thought he should have been dead a few days ago, too. And what we did, you know, his blood pressure was nothing. His kidneys had quit working. He was dying, you understand? Things had already shut down. So we just put our faith every day. The day we put our faith on his blood pressure. That blood pressure's got to come up. Well, it came up. Next day we put our faith on the kidneys. They got to start working. We spoke to him, and we just did that day by day. But even after that, he said, you know, your dad's got to have this and he's got to have that. I said, well, I don't know that he will do that because I knew him. And he said, well, he's got to. I mean, he got kind of indignant. He said, he's got to or he'll die. I said, he's not afraid to die. Guy looked at me like I'd slapped him. He said, he was just incredulous. He couldn't believe somebody told him that. I said, he's not afraid to die. I said, and I'm going to respect his wishes. We'll tell him, but if he don't want to do it, he ain't going to do it. He said, well, he'll die. I said, he's not afraid. But see that, he was so shocked because that's not what he sees. Right? What does he usually say when he tells somebody they're going to die?
Fear. Are you sure? I got to get me a second opinion.
No. We're laughing about it. And that's good. That is good because that means we're getting free. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, when people hear, you're going to die. I mean, there's this dark cloud that comes in. Everybody goes, oh, no. What'd they say? You ain't going to make it. See, people have seen too many movies. Right? Haven't they? Go to the bedside and get those last words. And that is how you perish. Early. Right? No, we're not afraid to die. Say it out loud again, I'm not afraid to die. I've got something else I hadn't got to yet. Won't you stand up and praise the Lord for a minute? Let me think about it. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord, that you have delivered us from every fear. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, praise you. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you. Glory to God. Yeah. You know, I'm just not through. Sit back down. Hallelujah. I said, boy, I'm afraid he's going to go too long. Well, get free, brother. Get free. If you got to go, you know, go ahead. If you say, I've got enough, I'm happy. Go ahead. Just come back and get some more later. I don't think this will take too long, but Revelation, the second chapter. Now, this is not being afraid. We talked about not being afraid because people fear and dread when there's nothing to dread. Right? I said Christians are afraid of dying only because they've never died. If they had, they'd know. There's nothing to be afraid of. Right? They're only afraid of dying because it's never happened to them. It hasn't happened yet. But now there are some things that are bad situations. Do you have to fear in bad situations? Get this now. Revelation 2. Revelation 2. He said in verse 10. Revelation 2, 10. How does it start out? Fear none. But now get the rest of it. Fear none of those things which you shall suffer. Is it going to happen? Yeah. Is it good? No. But what? Don't fear it. Look what he goes on to say. Behold, the devil will cast some of you into prison that you may be tried. You'll have tribulation 10 days, but what? Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He that what? Overcomes shall not be hurt of the second death. We don't fear the first death, and the second one can't touch us. But now, how did it start out? This was because of people taking a stand because of their faith in Jesus. He said, some of you is going to be killed. But what did he say? Don't be afraid of it. Could you do that? You know you're going to be put to death. You're not saying, well, there's no need dreading when there's nothing to dread. No, it's happening. It's happening. But could you still have no fear? He told us, right? He said, it's coming. But what? Don't fear it. Don't fear. Now, boy, what a perfect example of that is Peter. Scheduled to be executed the next day. And we see him in prison doing what? He don't look scared. Yeah, but he's supposed to be executed the next morning. What do he care? Huh? Lord, if you're through with me, I'm ready to come on. If not, I'll preach some more. Whatever you get the most glory out of. Right? Sleeping. No fear. Even when you know something. Now go to Hebrews, and I think this is it. I think we'll close. He said it's going to happen. But what? Fear none of these things. Now in Hebrews 12, 2. He said, let me read verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. How about all those folk that died? They ain't dead. Their bodies are asleep in the ground, but they're not there. They're in heaven with the Lord. And they're watching us run the race. He said, lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. How many of you will not do that if you're paralyzed with fear? So he says the next thing, how are you going to do it? Looking unto Jesus. Don't get your eyes on the wind and waves like Peter did and got in fear. No, he should have kept his eyes on Jesus, right? Just kept his eyes on the one who told him, come. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the what?
Finisher.
I mean, he'll get you started, and if you'll keep your eyes on him, he'll get you through to the end of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. Oh, friend, this is good. Despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. How did Jesus face the cross? Could it be? What? Who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross and he despised the shame. He said, what is this? I can do this. Because he could see the other side. He could see you and me. He could see you and me fear free. He could see us blessed. He could see us in heaven. He could see the future us ruling and reigning with him. It was bad. Oh, it was bad. It was coming. There was no other way. He asked the Father, is there any other way? He said, no, there was no other way. But what did he do? Did he just panic? Did he just freak out? No. He set his face like flint. Yeah. And for the joy that was ahead of him, he looked at that thing. And like we said, looking at death, you said, death, where is your victory? Grave, where is your victory? Sin, where is your victory?
Yeah.
No. Even when it is something that's bad, you don't have to fear. How much more when it's just conjecture and something that's never happened? When do you have to fear? When do you have to yield to feelings of terror and thoughts of terror? What if they set off one of them nuclear bombs over here? I'm sure we'd have already had a dozen by now. Had it been not for the mercy of the Lord and his protecting power. He who has protected us will. Right? Should we live in fear?
No.
What if this? What if that? What about this disease? What about chemical? What about the economy? How many understand there is something you can be afraid of every day of your life if you look at it and you listen to it, but do you have to?
No.
Should you?
No.
Does it please God?
No.
Without faith, it's impossible to please God, so you are displeasing the Lord when you're in fear. So say it again, I refuse to fear. No matter what happens or doesn't happen, I do not have to fear.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Why Fear?, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R803E. That's R803E. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.